Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. Jasmine just switched me over to you. I have a charge pending on my credit card, which I did not authorize.
Okay.
She said it was for a Wi-Fi booster to join the club and pay shipping. And anyway, she did cancel the $49.97, but I want to report I did not order this.
Yes, ma'am, definitely. Could you verify your first and last name, please, ma'am?
First name is Sharon Zamorski.
Thank you, ma'am. And is your address 27 Irvington Avenue, Somerset, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I do see it showing it is for that Wi-Fi booster that somebody ordered without your permission. I'm sorry about that. It extends your Wi-Fi. I do see it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am.
That's crazy. No.
Yes, ma'am.
That was not me.
I do see where whoever did this, they charged you, of course, for their product, $49.97.
Yes.
And it is that shopping membership that you get the $125 gift card each month to the Gadget Club.
No, I did not join this at all. This is fraud.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize. Yes, ma'am, definitely, because it is a monthly charge. I do see where she has you totally canceled out.
Yes.
To stop all future charges for you, ma'am.
Now, right now, it's saying on my credit, I didn't get the statement yet, but it's saying that this charge is processing pending. Will it be stopped immediately?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see where it is in the pending phase. Well, I do see where it went through today, so it should still be in the pending phase. Yes, ma'am. I do see where we could do a 35% refund.
35%, what?
Yes, ma'am. I do see where we could do a 50% refund.
Wait, I want the $49.97. Stop. I didn't get any product. I never got a product.
Okay, you never received the Wi-Fi booster in the mail in November?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, let's look at this and see if we can figure out exactly what is going on for you.
I'd appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, and I'm looking that up for us now.
I mean, I could go on Amazon and get a Wi-Fi booster. Why would I join a club?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an Amazon Prime member.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. Let's see exactly what it says, and maybe that will help us out.
Okay. And what is your name?
Crystal, ma'am.
Oh, Crystal. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh, no, ma'am. You're fine. I do see it says it was delivered to that address on Tuesday, November 23rd. At 2:45 p.m.?
Nope, I never got one, Crystal.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Okay, yes, ma'am, I do see where I could refund that $49.97 back to you.
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know if somebody ordered this, and I've never had things stolen, but I didn't order this, so I want a fraud investigation.
Yes, ma'am. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with the local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make this charge.
Okay.
And they will be able to start an investigation to see exactly who did this to you. And I do apologize. I'm filling out for your refund now. So that full refund of $49.97 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no future charges whatsoever, and I'm just waiting for the confirmation number to come up for us.
Oh, thank you, Crystal.
Most definitely, ma'am. No problem whatsoever, and I've got that processed, and I have that confirmation number if you would like to write that down, please.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. C, as in Charlie, 2589-15.
Can you hold it? My dog just moved on my lap.
Yes, you're fine.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to put the phone down while you're saying it. Okay, C25.
You see, I'm C25891593.
Okay, let me read that back to you. C is in Charlie, 258915943.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then it will
be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days at the very most. Yes, ma'am. There is a chance if it's still impending. There is a possibility it might not come all the way out, but I can't 100% guarantee it.
Okay, well, evidently it was still processing, so this will stop further processing?
Yes, ma'am. And this stops all future charges also.
Awesome. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So at the most, it could take 3. If it does happen to come out, the 4997, if I can't stop it, it will take 3 to 5 business days to come back, but it is on the way, ma'am.
And what was the name of this company?
Yes, ma'am. The name of the company is just showing me a bunch of mumble jumble. Let's get here. It's called the Wi-Fi Booster. And then there is a hyphen, and it says S as in Sam, S as in Sam, and the number 7.
Okay.
You see, I'm a third-party customer service representative, so we just go by, which we represent about 200 different companies, but it's showing me the Wi-Fi Booster hyphen, capital S as in Sam, capital S as in Sam, and then the number 7. And then in parentheses, it says 163.
Wow. Have there been any other frauds against this Wi-Fi company? I mean, are they doing this to people?
No, ma'am. I don't think it's the company, to be honest, because whoever did this to you knew a lot about you, to be honest. Is your email address sez219@aol.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay, they put in that email address. One thing they did not put in was a phone number, though.
Because they didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am. And then I noticed something on your, I'm not sure what this means. On your address, I see where it's 27 Irvington Avenue. Is there a space and then the letter P in your address?
Not at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. There is a P after Avenue. Here.
After what?
27 Irvington Avenue, and then it's a space, and then the letter B as in boy. I'm not sure why that's there.
I don't know either.
Yes,
and that was in, wait, you're saying that was where in the address?
Yes, ma'am. When it said the first line, after Avenue.
Yes.
It's a space, and it has the letter, well, to be honest with you, it's funny looking. It looks like it's supposed to be the letter P, but it looks like it's some kind of symbol, to be honest. Because it's not a B and it's not a P. It is some kind of symbol, and I don't even know how you would make that symbol.
I don't know either.
And I've never seen anything like it. That's why it almost looks like a zero with a dash through it, to be honest.
A zero with a what?
A zero with a line through it.
Now, how would they have delivered to that address? I never got it.
Yes, ma'am. That probably explains why whoever did this, it didn't come to the correct place. Because I don't know what that, honestly, I've never seen anything. It's not a line through the exact zero. It's more like you were going to try to make a B, and a B as in boy, and then a P as in Paul, and you just kind of made it in the middle between it. That's what it looks like to me. I've never seen anything like that.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Neither have I. Yes, ma'am. That's why I wanted to ask you and see. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. This is getting stranger and stranger.
Yes, ma'am. And they didn't put in the phone number, but they did put in that email address somehow, some way. I don't know if it's attached to your card, maybe.
No.
No? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
No, it is. Yes.
It is. So if they would have put in the card, it's some, see, I've had fraud on my account before, just a couple months ago. My card never left me. But somehow somebody got in there and charged about $400.
You know, it could be maybe when you call in to another company that the reps are stealing your numbers? Is that possible?
Since we're on a recorded line, I would hope not. But I wouldn't put, to be honest, I wouldn't put anything past anybody this day and time. I saw the person at the gas station because I kept using the same gas station and I kept getting fraud on my account. And I said, somebody at this gas station or some kind of card reader is here. So I stopped using it and I've had no more fraud, thank God.
Well, that's a funny story. About 3 years ago, I, check my statement every month. In fact, I even check it before I get the bill. And there was a charge for a gas station in California.
Oh, really?
I live in New Jersey. I've never been to California.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've never traveled that far. And I see this charge for like $35. So I called my credit card company. And they did an investigation. Evidently, when you go to a gas station, you don't have to show proof of a card. They somehow, they didn't have a card. They charge gas and other stuff against my credit card. And, of course, I had to do my change, drop my credit card. And then there was another charge to one of those lingerie stores.
Oh, like Victoria's Secret?
Yes, yes, yes. And then there was a charge the next day for that in California.
Oh, my goodness.
So they did an investigation. I had to drop the Discover card, get a new one, notify all my auto pays. But there they went and charged without a credit card.
And see, that's unbelievable. That makes you think maybe they had a friend working there or something.
But still, they asked for the three-digit code on the back. They don't have that. They make up your credit card number, maybe your
zip code sometimes. I know sometimes they ask me the zip code at the gas pump. They get them without the card. Who knows how that happened. They must be really good at what they do, I guess.
I have never used a credit card at gas pump.
Oh, really?
I live in New Jersey.
Oh, they pump it for you, don't they?
New Jersey, yes, they pump it. Yep.
Yes, MC, I live in Alabama.
Oh, we're the only state left, I think, now. But, yep, here I am in New Jersey, and somebody's in California charging gas in a Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course,
that is insane.
But, yeah, I had to cancel the credit card.
Oh, wow. You see, you just don't know whatsoever. But I did get you refunded and canceled, and your refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Well, it hasn't been deducted yet, so.
Okay. You see, there's still that chance it might void itself out, and I'm going to hope for the best. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, because my statement runs to February 2nd. It ended. And this charge was, gee, when was the charge? Now I lost the page.
Okay, Ethan, I do see a charge on February 5th also, ma'am. You're calling about January 5th charge?
Oh, I lost my page.
Ethan, you said your statement ended on February 2nd?
I think so, yes.
Okay, you see, I'm going to be honest with you. It looks like you were charged $49.97. I refunded February's charges for February 5th, but you were wanting to refund for January?
I lost the page, Crystal. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and refund you for January and February since you didn't know you were charged in February yet.
No.
So, yes, ma'am. So when you get your new statement, there is going to be a charge of $49.97 on there. But I am refunding that now for February 5th and refunded the $49.97 for January 5th. So that those two will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. The account has been canceled and there'll definitely be no more charges whatsoever, ma'am. And you should receive an email for all this, what we've gone over tonight.
Oh, thank you, Crystal, very, very much.
Oh, most definitely, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I thank you for talking with me. You have been so sweet.
It's been a pleasure. You've been sweet, too.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. You made my night.
And, you want to hear something else?
Sure.
I had a Bichon Frise. You know what they are, the dogs?
Yes, ma'am. Kind of like a Shih Tzu, in a way.
No, more like a Maltese.
Okay, like yes, ma'am. That's what, okay, yes, ma'am.
But she just passed. It's actually going to be a year, February 17th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She would have been 18, and her name was Crystal.
Was it? Oh, how crazy is that? That is sweet. Yes, ma'am, and it's coming up, too. Have you got a new dog since she passed?
I have two new dogs. I had another one that passed to cancer, and the two girls passed within 5 months of each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I have two girls now. I have Bambi and Poppy. Bambi and Foxy. And they're Chihuahua mixes. And you talk about true lap dogs. Well, they are. The one on my lap under the blanket, and I was using her as a desk. And when she moved, I couldn't write.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I had my paperwork on top of her back. She's under the covers. As I'm writing, she moved.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Crystal. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great night. Try to stay warm up there.
Oh, I know. It's awful. How's your weather there?
Oh, yes, I'm here in Alabama. It has been nice. It's a little chilly, but not bad. I think it's about 35 right now, which is probably nothing
cold
to you.
Well, right now it's down to 20. And the night before last was 60 degrees.
60 degrees?
60.
Oh, my
All
goodness.
The snow melted. We had like 7 inches of snow. It disappeared. Got up in the morning, it was gone.
Really?
Crazy weather here in Jersey.
Yes, MC, we just had tornadoes. Let's see, today is Saturday. We had tornadoes on Thursday. Yes, ma'am, and then it has been so incredibly wet down here. It has done nothing but rain.
Oh, and you have a lot of bugs, too.
Oh, mosquitoes galore. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love your accent, too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you.
Now, you work from home, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's good. You don't have to leave.
Yes, ma'am, I don't have to hire a babysitter for my 10-year-old. I'm able for her to still be in the house with me while I work. Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. And I appreciate your help and Jasmine's. Well, Jasmine gave me another cancellation number.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They both just update at the same time. So when she gave you that one, that was probably the first one. And then when I issued those refunds, it just updated to a new one.
Okay, so I'll be getting, what's the total credit?
Almost $100.
You know, I must have missed the January 5th. I'm ashamed of myself. I missed it. That I didn't catch.
We got you refunded, so it's not a problem at all, ma'am.
Oh, God. Thank you, Crystal, so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You too, ma'am. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.